So late last night, I was watching movie trailers on QuickTime, and I came across a couple interesting ones. There's one called OSS 117, and he's like a French spy or whatever, and it looks like it's kind of like a action comedy, and it looks really good, but it's in French, okay, so it's all foreign. And I was like, oh, dang, hey, maybe I can Netflix it when it comes on DVD, and then but it's all like, it looks like it's filmed in the 60s. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe it is from the 60s, but I thought it wasn't, because it seems like it's a modern movie, but it's like all grainy colored, all technicolor, everything's all fucking really, you know, quote unquote bright, but it's not. So it looks pretty good. It looks kind of humorous, because there's one scene, which I loved, was the part where he calls the girl something, and she's like, don't call me that. Or he goes, oh, look, my secretary's here. Great, right? She's like, I'm an Israeli captain and da-da-da-da-da. And she's like, women are equal to men. And he's like, call me when something weighs 50 pounds or more and you need it lifted. that was great. I'm surprised French people have that kind of humor, because they're all kind of, you know, tiny. But, so I was looking at other trailers, and there's something called, like, John, I want to say it's Robbie. It's John, and then, you know, J-O-H-N, and then R-A-B-E, and it looks like it's a German movie, and it's about some German who was in China who tried to save a whole bunch of Chinese people from the invading Japanese, and I was like, oh, that looks cool, I'm definitely interested in this, and then I saw, oh man, Steve Buscemi's in it. I'm like, you can't go wrong, right? I mean, fucking, he's awesome, and he plays, I guess, looks like an American doctor, but, then I realized, oh wait, it's a foreign film. And where I'm at, I don't know of any theaters that play foreign movies. So it kind of disappoints me, because I'm kind of down to not be able to see any of these types of movies. And I wish there was something around here that played foreign films, because, you know, it's like they come out every once in a while, and I think they look really interesting. Or documentaries. Like, there's a documentary on nuclear weapons coming out. And I like to be able to go to theaters and watch that kind of stuff. I mean, I go to IMAX movies, definitely, and I watch those ones. But, I mean, they're not, like, they're 45 minutes. They're not, you know, hour-long, in-depth documentaries. I mean, the only quote-unquote documentary that you ever see in real theaters are those Michael Moore movies. Because he's become pretty mainstream. And those ones show up in theaters. Not very long, but they do. And yeah, I wish there was other kind of stuff that would show up in theaters. I mean, there's a lot of interesting, you know, documentaries about stuff out there. And it seems like the way I hear about it is when the Oscars come around, or if I actually, like, go looking for it, like, I randomly think, you know, hey, I wonder if anything new's come about Cavemen, or I wonder if anybody's looked into Atlantis recently, or I wonder if there's any new studies on killer whales. Oh, man, there's a killer whale documentary out there, you know? And, you know, you start already reading the Smithsonian Magazine, or, you know, I'm stumbling upon it like I'm on Netflix, and I'm reading some other documentary. Like, there's one called The Art of Steel. And what it is it's about this rich dude who created an art museum, but in his will put all these, you know, stipulations, like you couldn't loan it out, and you couldn't move it, and all this stuff for this smaller town in Pennsylvania. And then I think it was Pittsburgh, not Philadelphia. Maybe it's Philadelphia. They come through and they take all the art and they get his will, you know, taken apart by a judge and all this kind of shit. And it's one of those, like, fucked up, no matter how rich you are when you die and how ironclad your will is. Because, I mean, this dude had, like, the best lawyers at the time draft his will. The government can just fuck over your shit. And, you know, that seems like a really interesting thing to me, because I'd like to watch that movie. But, you know, I'm not going to be able to see it in theaters. It's not going to be around here, at least anywhere that I know of. I mean, possibly in D.C. or Baltimore somewhere, there's a theater that plays stuff like that. But I don't know of it. So if anybody listening knows that hit me up, because I'd really like to find a theater that does this stuff. As long as it's not in some super shady or super shitty area of town where I don't want to park my car, if you know what I'm saying. But, hopefully there's some place out there nearby, because I know, like, back in Colorado and Boulder, there's a theater that used to play foreign films, and that was always really nice, because we had to see, like, Ung Bak and stuff.